Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Okay, more this week on the believer's approach to knowing Bible prophecy. Today, many are confused, many Christians are disappointed and even frustrated when it comes to God's Word and the so-called end-time prophecy teachers. And I too will be honest, I am ashamed of all of the deception and manipulation when it comes to the Word of God and future events. But Jesus was quite clear on this matter of prophecy. We need not guess as to Jesus' intention. He stated that we can only understand the meaning of prophecy only, underline only, once the prophecy comes to pass. I hope you get that, my friend. Only after the prophecy comes to pass will we have the understanding. We know that this is what he meant because it is exactly what happened. You know, Jesus told the disciples he was going to die, but he was going to be raised back to life on the third day. Now, they really didn't understand that. They did not expect Jesus to die and be raised back to life, despite the many times Jesus told them that it was going to happen. In Matthew 16, 21 and 22, the Word of God tells us, from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised again on the third day. Verse 22, then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. Matthew 16, 21 and 22. Well, can you imagine if Peter had his way with the Lord? There would be no salvation for us today. But that is what happened, right? Just as Jesus said, and the disciples understood what Jesus was saying after it happened. It is only after Acts 2 where the disciples were able to put things together spiritually and they realized what Jesus meant. So the disciples who spent 3.5 years with Christ, they did not understand what he meant by what he said. So I have to ask the question, are we any different than those disciples who actually walked and talked with Christ? Well, just look at the church today. Does the church evidence a grasp of truth? No. Does the church evidence Christ? No. No, rather than be more advanced in our understanding of Christ than the disciples, we need that deeper revelation. Now, open up your spirit here. Now, open up your spirit real wide and please pay attention. The point is, all discernment for a believer is dependent upon our personal realization of the light and truth himself. That was Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. All discernment for a believer is dependent upon our personal realization of the light and truth himself, Jesus Christ. This is not about brain power or any of that stuff or any ability to dig into the Bible and study prophecy. Oh no, anyone can read what the Bible says and offer an opinion. But only if we know Christ can we know the mind of Christ and have the mind of Christ and know what the Bible means by the way it is written. So now the question must be asked. Are you ready? I hope you're sitting down. Is it possible that generally accepted, that from the nominal church, is it possible that generally demanded interpretation of Bible prophecy is wrong? Well, what if they have some facts right, you would ask? Well, I'm sure they do, but it is possible that their interpretation of those facts and what those Bible verses mean and how they will unfold is completely wrong. The Bible even tells us that even the Old Testament prophets did not understand fully what they were writing, yet they knew that they were writing was true and it was holy and it was God's Word. Now, some folks might object and claim God would never, ever let his people, be far off the mark. Some people would say God would never, ever allow his people to be deceived. But, oh no, read the New Testament. much of the New Testament was written to correct deception and to warn against it. It is the key to discernment is to know Christ. Let me say that again. If the key to discernment is to know Christ, then the path to deception is ignorance of Christ. Wow. If the key to discernment is to know Christ, then the path to deception is ignorance of Christ, which is rebellion against Christ. In the first disciples, they did not understand what Jesus was saying for the 3.5 years that they walked and talked with him. But they did understand after, because their hearts were opened. And an open heart to Christ makes it possible to understand Christ. Let me say that again. An open heart to Christ makes it possible to understand Christ, which makes it possible to know the truth about what God's Word says. There is simply no other key to knowing what God means by what He says on any matter, including Bible prophecy. Sadly, there are many Christians and some believers I know that are absolutely convinced that end time events are going to unfold according to the standard prophecy chart. Indeed, they are counting on it. They have a certain amount of faith invested in it, that assumption. There are many, for instance, who are convinced that the church is going to escape the tribulation. But what if events do not unfold the way in which they have interpreted the Word of God? Will they be able to say, well, I thought I knew what was going to happen, but I was wrong. Thank you, Lord. Yes, you know, we had better be open to the Lord on these matters of prophecy. The scribes and the Pharisees were the Bible experts of their day. They had what amounted to an Old Testament prophecy chart. That is, they knew how the Messiah had to come and what he would do when he appeared. But their own heart and bias had opened them up to false interpretation, just like today. I guess it is true, there is nothing new under the sun. False interpretation, literally instead of spiritually, at the core of their teaching. False interpretation was at the core of the Sadducees and Pharisees' false interpretation. Wow. They were blinded by the traditions and had a hardened heart. The very Messiah for which they were waiting for so long, they stood before him. He worked miracles and he taught and he touched the people and he did all of the things that they were looking for and hoping for. But they called him a devil because they had a false interpretation. And they handed him over to the Romans, the real God, not Jehovah, but the real God to the Sadducees and the Pharisees were the Romans. Wow. Amen. More next week on the believer's approach to end time prophecy. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a tremendous week, hoping that the Lord is able to work in your life, hoping that you are not like many of the Christians today that are just so plugged into the way it's going to happen in Revelation and Daniel and just don't have that, you know, that open heart to allow the Holy Spirit to be able to speak to you and minister the truth to you, that you're not so closed-minded and biased that will prevent you from seeing what is really going to go on. Because if you miss it, if you miss what's going to happen, and yes, it's going to happen in the book of Revelation, then you've missed it all, and you're going to be stuck here. Yes, the Lord is coming back, and I believe He's taking His church out of here, even before the tribulation. But my friend, do not be deceived. Do not follow after these end time, you know, shysters and thieves and robbers that would take your money. Follow after Christ. He loves you. He died for you. Allow the Holy Spirit to minister and work in your life. Amen. More next week. God bless and have a great week. Bye.